All right, so let's begin. So we left off on page Kuf Yud Tes, the middle of the page. La Oreres Hanashama Al Yedei Hizbonenos, to literally to awaken the soul through contemplation. So if you remember again, so in the previous section, the truth is not just the section, the theme of this particular parak has been that in order for a person to build their sense of self, in order for a person to build healthy self-image, positive self-esteem, a person has to believe that at their core they're good. If I'm a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that by definition means that I'm tov ma'od. I may do negative things. Those negative things may go ahead and create a klipa or negative levush on my soul, but it doesn't change the fact that at the very core, the core is good. And it's because that core is good that I have the ability to rebuild and regenerate. So he says, Adam Mukhrach lahargil es atzmo l'machshavazu. Person really has to habituate himself in this way of thinking. You have to condition yourself, which also is very interesting because what he also seems to be saying by that statement is, this might not be the natural way to think of ourselves. We perhaps the default is almost like a negative self-image. So a person has to condition themselves to feel positive about themselves. L'dugma, Adam shemargish klape atzmo kasim. Sometimes a person feels, let's say, a person feels angry at himself. Notzar etzlo zihui atzmi shalili. There is just a negative identification that is engendered, that is created. Mikol sug shelo yiyo, for whatever the reason. Hu nichshal be'inyan ploni, I made a mistake in a particular area. Hu lo mistader chevratit, I'm not good socially. Lo mistader financit, I'm not financially in order. So I will say, so again, we get angry at ourselves for a whole variety of different things. Some of them are legitimate, but something in my life is not going right, and I'm upset at myself about that. And because these things are not going well for me, it creates within me this negative identity, this negative feeling about myself. Now, how much I identify as negative kind of depends on the individual. Sometimes I feel that I just have a negative part to myself. Sometimes I feel that I'm mostly bad, and sometimes some person could feel that they're totally worthless. So how do you contend with this? What's the answer? So clearly we know, and this is really true. When you know what, so you ask yourself, what's up about feeling bad about yourself? Okay, so Jewish guilt, right? So I feel that I'm bad. So you understand that when a person feels that they're bad, then that opens the door to all types of negative activity. One of the major reasons why we abstain from chait is because, when Mechaber said this before, is because I believe that I'm good. And if I believe that I'm good, this other stuff is so beneath me. If a person feels that they're bad, if a person feels that they're negative, a person feels that mamish, they're worthless, then by definition, why shouldn't they just engage in as much negative behavior as they want? After all, again, I'm not doing anything. I'm just reinforcing what I already know to be true about myself. See, so obviously we have to be able to contend with these feelings of negativity. A lovely hisponing la'atzma Allah amas kimokshi. A person has to think about the truth, or I should say his self-truth. Etzem hayitzira shali. A person has to ask themselves a basic question. My creation, the creation of me as an individual. Ha'im, ha'isa tova o ra. Was it something good or something bad? And of course, the answer to that is, ha'yitzira shali ha'isa tova. How do we know that? That goes back to what we just said before. Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu says in himself, when God creates the world, he says, Vayar Elokim es kala sharasa vihine tov ma'od. It is good that I was created. He says, bless you. So if that's the case, but yet if my creation is good, if we establish that the fact that I was created is a good thing, then how do I contend with the negativity within? Very simple. Levush shenimtsa al ha'ani sheli shezunishmasi. This, also we keep using the same lashon. That negativity, that's a garment. That's a garment that goes over my soul, which is my ikar identity. La'akor es Hashem hatov ma'ot shalani. Does the levush, does the article of clothing have the ability to uproot or to upend the inner good that I am, my neshama? Ha'im b'kocho shel osa levush la'akor es Hashem tov ma'ot shalani. Does the levush, the negative garment, have the ability to uproot the positive identity of my inner self? B'vadai shalom. It's impossible. It's impossible. Etzem ha'ani shalihu chiyuvi. The inner good that I am, that's my essence. Va'al af sheyish li migraos ilu ve'ilu. And even though I have perhaps many detractions or many negative things that I have to contend with, hineni tov mo'ot. At my core, I am very good. So I'll say, what is he describing over here? It's very interesting. So sometimes the first way to tackle any major issue in life is to solidify your realities. Solidify your realities. You know, so often we exist kind of like in an alternate reality of preconceived notions of almost like cognitive dissonance. We create certain truths that aren't truths, and those truths end up guiding us, but ended up guiding us in the wrong way. See, this is the first thing you have to establish: is what are your truths in life? Number one, was it good that I was created? Right? And it's a yes or no. It's a yes or no, and the answer is yes. Because Torah itself says, that's number one. So number one, if I know that it was good that I was created, what does that say about me? Am I good or am I bad? And the answer to that is, I'm good. So I've established now two truths. If it was good that I was created, I am good at my core. Which then leads me to number three. So if I'm good at my core, what do I do with all this negativity that I have within? And the answer is, that's the levush. Those are the garments that sit upon my soul. Those things are negative. Those things are bad. Those are things I have to contend with. But at the end of the day, those things do not define the totality of my identity. So it's such an insightful approach. Set your truths. Create your realities. And then we'll work on the rest. Because if you're working in an alternate reality, then Lemaisa again, there's no way to get any form of real traction. He goes on, Vandai, alo la adam lihios midumyon, velo la hakiris chasron. So we'll say a person can't be delusional and ignore his deficiencies. So we'll say again, this, you know, Michael Langbaum raises this cash all the time, that isn't this reinforcing all of this good, ultimately going to lead one to a sense of gaiva, arrogance. That's why he says, no, again, we're not asking, we don't want a person to become delusional, we don't want a person to miss out and not think about his deficiencies. Shekein, iha karas achasronos, zu eineno ma'ala. Because again, obviously, not being able to identify your deficiencies or to pinpoint your weaknesses is not a ma'ala. But in fact, what is that? That's another weakness and deficiency among all the other weaknesses and deficiencies. Let's just finish this page. Adam makir b'diyuk mahi ma'alosav. A person has to know what his strengths are. Vekam makir chasronosav. And a person should recognize what his weaknesses are as well. Va'al af hakaras hachisarom, hu mizaha es atzmo kitov ma'ot. And despite the fact that I intimately know my deficiencies, I intimately know my weaknesses, I still have to identify myself as someone who is tov ma'od, shum chisaron ba'olam, any deficiency in this world, afilu haroa, page kufchav, afilu haroa hagogl b'yoser. So no matter what my deficiency is, no matter what the negative thing that I've done, lo yuchol la'akor es mitzios ha'eloki, nisham, excuse me, es ha'mitzios, Ha elokai neshama shenasata bi tahorehi, iefshar laakarzos. I will say, no matter what happens in life, no matter what I do, I cannot uproot the ikar identity and mitzios of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The neshama that you've given me is tahora. This cannot be uprooted. I will say, you know, just to give you a moshul like this, the same way that no matter what I do in life, no matter what I do, so I'm a human being, so it doesn't matter. I could go home and eat from a trough, and I could roll around in the mud, and I could do anything. It doesn't, those may be animal-like behaviors, but lemaisa, I'm a human being, and there's nothing that I could do that could uproot that identity. It's embedded within me. So the Mechaber says, it's the same idea. If I accept the premise, Vayalakim is Kol Asher Asav, and he tov ma'od, then at the end of the day, that tov is part of my identity. I can't do anything to uproot it. I can do much to obscure it, I can do much to tarnish it. I can do much to go ahead and cause it to be ignored. But lamais, again, I can't uproot it. I don't know, so you know what, we'll stop over here. We'll stop over here for today. Thank you.